Here's shotgun stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. National Weather Service has a wind advisory in effect through 2 a.m. tomorrow. Winds 15 to 25 miles an hour constantly, gusts up to 50 miles an hour here in northwest Connecticut, western Massachusetts, mid-Hudson Valley, and adjacent eastern New York. Once again, it runs until 2 a.m. on Saturday. The gusty winds could blow around any unsecured objects. Tree limbs or trees could come down, and there may be power outages. Well, Connecticut's positive test rate is the lowest now in 6 months. The number of the 169 cities and towns on the highest COVID-19 alert has dipped below 100 for the first time since vaccines became available to the numbers of general public in mid-January. There are 97 towns and cities on the red status of the state's color code alert system for having at least 15 cases per 100,000 on a rolling two-week average. There were 19 small rural towns that had 1 to 5 cases per 100,000, including a cluster of 9 in northwest Connecticut. Lamont's office noted Connecticut continues to rank among the top 3 states in the nation for administering most vaccines per capita. The Town of Northeast Broadband Access Committee wants to know, how is your internet? Is it fast, slow, or non-existent? They want you to tell them all about it by taking their community survey. Those who participate will help the town in its efforts to bring high-speed internet service to homes and businesses in Northeast. Participation could also assist the town in acquiring important funding down the road. You can find out more information at townofnortheastny.gov. There are also paper copies of the survey available at the Northeast Millerton Library. The survey will be live until about the end of May. For more information, you can contact the Town of Northeast at 518-789-3300. Donations are needed for the Little Free Grocery Store at the Northeast Millerton Library. As the original funding has now run out, the program is an addition to the tiny library food pantry on Main Street and provides free groceries and household items. Patients can order online at anymillertonlibrary.org or by calling 518-789-3340 and pick up at the library at 75 Main Street. There's no cost or library card required. You can donate online or send a check to Northeast Millerton Library, P.O. Box 786 Millerton 12546. In Falls Village, replenishing reserve accounts is a major factor in the proposed 2021-22 budget. First Selectman Henry Todd told the Board of Finance the town did not appropriate money for those line items last year due to the uncertainty of the pandemic, so there's total proposed expenditure for those accounts amounting to about $126,000. In the 2019-20 budget, that figure was $114,000, and in the 2021, it was zero. Among the reserve accounts are those for the fire truck, heavy equipment, highway truck, maintenance of 107-108 Main Street, and bridges. Todd said 3% raises are included for town employees, but three selectmen are not taking any increases by choice. Quote, but long term, end quote, he told the Board of Finance members, if circumstances stay the same, you need to think about increasing the first selectman's salary when I leave, end quote. In Otis, more than 70 people piled into a Zoom meeting to explore a topic that never really came up. Only the topic of the topic did. The Otis Select Board has now scheduled an informational meeting on a disputed cell tower proposal for the Big Pond area. That special Zoom session on the tower will start at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. A link is on the town's website. Out of Albany, Republicans and landlords pushed back against the Democratic proposal to extend the eviction moratorium originally passed to provide relief during the COVID-19 crisis. The Assembly Minority Conference held a virtual press conference Wednesday, calling on state lawmakers to end the moratorium that denies property owners the ability to evict tenants who do not pay their rent. A vote on the extension was originally slated for this week in the state legislature, but on Wednesday the vote was delayed until coming up this Monday. Well, there may be bigger buildings, they are gaudier and more astounding buildings, but it's the 90th birthday of the building that represents not only New York City, but New York State. That is the Empire State Building. Quoting here, every major city in the world has its symbol, whether it's the Eiffel Tower or London's Big Ben clock or the Hollywood sign. New York is the Empire State Building, absolutely. Douglas Library in North Canaan currently displaying artworks by members of the Canaan Art Guild, a long-established group that has been meeting weekly. The wide range of subjects go from floral paintings to landscape and jazz-inspired mixed media. The hours of the show at the library, Saturday from 10 to 1, the show wraps up on Saturday. On Saturday, First Saturday Giving, Make donations to the Grange at the Taconic Hills School District Emergency Supply Closet. Personal care and household items such as toothbrush, soap, shampoo, laundry, detergent, the Milk Can Fund, Loose Change to build a fund to help address community needs, or the Rojan Food Pantry, non-perishable food items. More information, contact Peggy Lewis at plewis@gmail.com or Rita Jabkowski at rlj304@gmail.com. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, a community cleanup day at the Recreation Center in Falls Village, put on by the Falls Village Recreation. Volunteers are needed. For more information, contact Emily at recreation@canaanfallsvillage.org. On Saturday at 2 p.m., join environmental educator Shamu Sadeh for an in-person walk exploring the springtime forest, learning about wildflowers, edible plants, and forest ecology, being hosted by the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information at 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org or their Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and Interlaken Inn. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Also, Salisbury Bank and Trust, SalisburyBankandTrust.com, and Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912. 413-243-0347. On the web, ValleyInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,060.36, the NASDAQ at 14,082.55, and the S&P 500 at 4211.47. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.